Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In 10 Lessons for a Post-Pandemic World, Fareed Zakaria thoughtfully navigates the complexities and lasting changes brought about by the COVID-19 pandemic. Published amidst a global crisis, this book provides a forward-looking analysis on how society, economies, and politics might evolve in the aftermath of the pandemic. Zakaria, a seasoned journalist and political commentator, draws upon history, economics, and culture to propose a roadmap for the future. Through a blend of personal insight, scholarly research, and interviews with a range of experts, Zakaria articulates the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. He aims not just to understand the current moment, but to envision how we can emerge stronger, more unified, and prepared for the challenges of the 21st century. 10 Lessons for a Post-Pandemic World serves as a guide for leaders, policymakers, and individuals around the globe, offering wisdom and strategies to adapt to a transformed world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the new age of globalization. Zakaria asserts that the pandemic has ushered in a new phase of globalization, characterized by digital acceleration and a shift in the balance of power. This new era sees an increasingly interconnected world where information, goods, and services move faster than ever, largely facilitated by advancements in technology. The author discusses the rise of remote work, telemedicine, and online education, suggesting that these trends will persist beyond the pandemic. He also touches upon the geopolitical implications, hinting at a potential decoupling between major powers like the United States and China. Zakaria argues that navigating this new age of globalization requires a rethinking of national policies, international cooperation, and individual adaptability. Secondly, the role of the state. One of Zakaria's crucial lessons is the evolving role of the state in the post-pandemic world. The crisis has underscored the importance of competent governance and robust public health systems. Zakaria contrasts the responses of various countries, highlighting how those with efficient, transparent, and proactive governance structures have fared better. He suggests that going forward, there will be a greater demand for states to invest in healthcare, infrastructure, and safety nets, thereby redefining the social contract. The author believes that a strong state does not necessarily mean an authoritarian one, but implies a government capable of effective action and innovation in the face of global challenges. Thirdly, technology and inequality. Zakaria highlights the acceleration of technological adoption as a double-edged sword. While it has facilitated unprecedented connectivity and innovation, it also risks exacerbating inequalities within and between societies. The divide between those with access to digital technologies and those without has become starkly apparent during the pandemic. Moreover, the rapid rise of automation and AI threatens to disrupt traditional employment models, posing challenges for workers worldwide. Zakaria calls for inclusive policies that ensure equitable access to technology and education, alongside measures to protect workers and create new avenues for employment in the digital age. Fourthly, environmental sustainability. The pandemic has provided a dramatic illustration of the interplay between environmental degradation and human health, highlighting the urgent need for sustainable living. Zakaria discusses how the global slowdown forced by COVID-19 has led to a temporary decrease in pollution and greenhouse gas emissions, offering a glimpse into how a greener future could look. However, he warns that this is not enough and advocates for systemic changes to achieve long-term environmental sustainability. He emphasizes the role of innovation, governmental policies, and individual responsibility in tackling climate change, preserving biodiversity, and ensuring the planet's health for future generations. Lastly, global cooperation and leadership. The final lesson Zakaria imparts is the imperative for global cooperation and strong leadership in addressing the complex challenges of the post-pandemic world, including climate change, cyber threats, and future health crises. The pandemic has shown that no nation can stand in isolation, and international collaboration is critical in solving cross-border challenges. Zakaria critiques the lack of global leadership seen during the pandemic and calls for a renewed commitment to multilateral institutions and agreements. He envisions a world where countries work together more closely, sharing information, resources, and strategies to tackle global issues more effectively. In conclusion, Fareed Zakaria's 10 Lessons for a Post-Pandemic World is an essential read for anyone seeking to understand the long-term implications of the COVID-19 pandemic on our global society. It offers valuable insights for policymakers, business leaders, and individuals alike. The book encourages readers to think critically about the interconnectedness of globalization, the role of technology, societal inequalities, environmental sustainability, and the need for global cooperation. Zakaria's synthesis of historical context, current events, and forward-looking predictions provides a framework for navigating the uncertainties of the 21st century. By embracing the lessons outlined, we can strive towards a more resilient, equitable, and sustainable world. This book is not just an analysis of the times we live in, but a call to action for shaping the future we aspire to. If you would like to support Fareed Zakaria, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.